And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. Larry Noble is in Hollywood instead of at his wife's bedside in a New York hospital because he learned that Mary had written their good friend Tom Bryson, famous playwright, to see if he couldn't find Larry a picture contract on the West Coast. Larry hasn't told anyone that he knows it was Mary who got in touch with Tom, but he takes it to mean that Mary harbors a deep resentment against him because of the acid burns inflicted by Claudia Vincent, whom he had championed in spite of all protests. Right now, we find Larry with Tom Bryson in the latter's hotel suite in Hollywood. The conversation for some minutes has been noticeably strained, and now Tom says...
Ah, look here, Larry, if you think I talked you into something didn't pan out when I wired you to come out to here to Hollywood, well, I wish you'd say so.
No, not at all, Tom. I'm sure it's the best thing that could have happened to me. I'm delighted to be starting work tomorrow. Takes my mind off a lot of things that are better shoved into the background.
Oh, I realize it's tough for you, Larry, being so far away from Mary at a time like this. And yet, as I understand it, there's nothing you can do by staying in New York. Just a question of time till her burns heal over.
What? Who told you all that?
Well, you did, didn't you?
Don't remember saying anything like that, Tom.
That's true, isn't it?
Dr. Allen says that whether Mary will be seriously scarred or not remains to be seen.
That's pretty awful for both of you.
It's horrible for her. I'm sure she won't forget that it was because of me it all happened.
Oh, nonsense, Larry. I'm sure you're wrong about that.
No good saying that, Tom. The facts are too self-evident. If I hadn't been taken in by Claudia Vincent against Mary's most active protests, it's obvious that everything would be quite different.
Now, it's no good blaming yourself for something that's over and done with, Larry.
It's impossible to do anything else. I'm the one who insisted she stay at the house with us. Argued Harold Ramsey into giving her a part in my play. And then came the night of Oliver Wilson's murder backstage at the Hamilton Theater. And after that, my arrest for the murder. And finally, after Mary produced the facts that showed Claudia was guilty, this is her reward. She has to lie in that hospital waiting for heaven knows what. All on my account.
Oh, I think you're taking this all wrong, Larry. I'm sure Mary would never reason like that. She's too much in love with you.
Oh, let's not try to kid each other, Tom. We both know better than that. The only way I can help Mary is by working hard, making as much money as possible to pay off our debts.
Oh, look here, Larry. You don't have to be quite so frantic about those debts. You know darn well that you're welcome to any help I can give you. Not that it amounts to much after all this time out here on the coast getting my back straightened out after my accident, but... Well, at the same time...
Thanks, Tom. Thanks a lot. But I'm through accepting help from now on. It's time I stood on my own feet.
Well, Larry, I hope you won't be disappointed in Sam Marco and this picture I've signed for you.
I'd sign for most anything right now, because I know darn well there won't be a chance for me to get hold of a good play till late in the summer, if I'm lucky enough to get one then.
What do you mean, lucky enough?
Well, after all that's happened, you don't know how the public will react. I may be a dead duck at the box office for all I know.
Ah, that's a lot of rot. As a matter of fact, Larry, I told you that I got a play of my own. I was thinking that after you finish this movie chore out here, we might talk about it. You made me a lot of money in the past, and maybe we can put it over again.
Thanks, Tom, thanks. It's more than decent of you to offer me your new play, but I don't think I'll be in a position to consider it.
Well, why not? Now I'm talking about 3 or 4 months from now.
It makes no difference. You'd better think of another man for the part.
I don't understand your attitude, Larry.
I hope to be staying out here in Hollywood for an indefinite time.
You mean even if you have a play offered you?
If I can get work out here and I'm going to try like the devil, I'll stay right on.
Well, what about Mary? You think she'd like living out here instead of staying in Rosehaven? She's pretty fond of Long Island, you know.
Yes, I do know. And I wasn't thinking about having her come to Hollywood. I'm sure it's the last thing in the world she'd want to do.
Tom Bryson looks at Larry Noble in a puzzled way, wondering what is going on in his mind, and if Mary actually meant she was through with her husband when she asked him to bring Larry to the coast. Meantime, back in New York, Maud Marlowe, another close family friend, is in Mary's hospital room, and she says...
Oh, I couldn't be sorrier about neglecting you all this long time, Mary, but we had the most wretched lot of things go wrong at the theater.
What do you mean, Maud? I thought your new play was a big success.
Oh, it's doing all right, but we suddenly had two of our important characters come down with grip, and we had to rehearse till all hours.
Oh, I'm so sorry. And I hope you don't have me on your mind all the time. Because as you can see, I'm doing very well indeed.
I can't get over it, Mary. Why, you're like a different person. Still not recognizable with those bandages, but at least your eyes are uncovered.
Dr. Allen says I'm doing wonderfully well. And since I've been able to see, I've been reading a little and looking about. Oh, it's made all the difference in the world.
I should think so. It's the best news yet. Just keep it up, my dear, and first thing you know, you'll be leaving this place and going back home to Rosehaven.
Oh, yes, I'm looking forward to it. And although Dr. Allen won't let me look in a mirror yet, still he's told me over and over that I'm getting on beautifully. I wish I knew just what that means. His idea of beauty and mine might not agree at all. If I'm to be horribly scarred so that people hate to look at
you
me...
You mustn't say such things, because I feel sure you won't be disfigured, even if they have to do some minor surgery. Just have confidence in Dr. Allen, Mary, and try to keep up your courage.
I'm ashamed to talk this way, Maud. I swear I haven't said such things to anyone else. I don't know what makes me talk this way to you.
You know you can say whatever you like to me. I only wish I could be with you more right now when you're so alone.
Oh, you've been wonderful, Maud. I don't want you to feel that you ought to come here so much. As a matter of fact, I've had quite a number of visitors.
Really? Who?
Well, yesterday Mr. Ramsey came to see me.
Harold Ramsey, the producer of Larry's last play? What did he have to say?
Oh, nothing very much, except to complain about Larry being on the coast.
Oh.
He said he'd been trying to raise money to put the play back on Broadway. And with Larry on the coast, it ruined all his chances.
What nonsense. If he'd had any hope of getting it back together again, he'd have been on Larry's trail day and night. I suppose he's out of sorts because Larry didn't bother to let him know he was going.
I guess so, Maud.
Oh, what have you heard from Larry, by the way?
Oh, just a wire when he got there to say everything was fine. And then he sent me a note saying he signed with a picture company called Marco and Franklin. Did you ever hear of them?
No, but that doesn't mean anything, Mary. What else did he say?
Nothing.
Oh, come now. He must have some news. What about Tom Bryson and what about the picture? What kind of a part's it going to be?
Oh, he hasn't said anything about the picture, Maud. Or about Tom either. Just a couple of lines to say he'd signed up.
Well, I must say that's not a bit like him. Oh, but I suppose he's snowed under with work and plans. You'll hear from him soon enough, and he'll be bursting with details. Oh, you want me to see who that is?
Oh, would you mind, Maud?
Well, if it's someone to see you, what shall I say?
Ask them to come in.
Sure you aren't too tired, Mary?
No, I'm feeling fine.
Very well, then.
Hi, Miss Marlowe. What a surprise.
How do you do, Mr. Barlow? Won't you come in?
If the patient is receiving visitors, I don't want to bother her.
Oh, hello, Rupert. I'm so glad you came. Please come in and talk to me.
Hello, my dear sweet girl. And how are you feeling today?
Just fine. And I'm even reading a bit.
Oh. Well, you won't overdo it, will you, my pet?
No, of course not.
I feel that I must take charge of this precious creature, Miss Marlowe, since there's no one else to stand guard over her right now.
I'm sure I don't know what you mean by that, Mr. Barlow. Mary's nurse, Miss Clark, is extremely efficient. And as for Dr. Allen...
Oh, Maud, Rupert is only joking.
Is he? I find it very hard to know when Mr. Barlow is joking and when he's in earnest.
I'm always in dead earnest when I'm talking about Mary, Miss Marlowe.
I'll remember that. And I must be going, Mary. You ought to rest, you know. I'm not at all sure you should have so many visitors yet.
Oh, it's quite all right, Maud. When Miss Clark thinks I ought to rest, she just puts everyone out.
Mm-hmm. Very well, then. I'll stop by the desk on my way out and see if your nurse is there. Goodbye, my dear.
Goodbye, Maud, and thanks so much. What are you laughing at, Rupert?
Oh, that ridiculous old frump. How she loves me.
You shouldn't say things like that about Maud Marlowe. She's one of my very dearest friends.
Yes, I know. And I never could figure it out. But it really doesn't matter, does it, my dear? As long as you don't let her turn you against everyone else who wants to be your friend, too.
Mary Noble is considerably disturbed by Maud Marlowe's obvious show of hostility, as well as by Rupert Barlow's open amusement. But more than anything, she wonders why Larry has written her so very little about his activities out on the West Coast. Be sure to be listening Monday to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.